This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, March 21st. It will be rainy in Dallas today with a chance of a thunderstorm. The high will be 66. More rain and thunder this evening with a low of 56. Here are today's headlines. President Joe Biden was in Dallas Wednesday for two private fundraising events, and he told supporters that Americans are better off today than when Donald Trump was in the White House. Biden pointed to Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and the January 6th Capitol riot as evidence of how Americans struggled during Trump's administration, adding that under his watch, there have been advances in cutting health care costs, creating more manufacturing jobs, and rebuilding roads and bridges. Biden flew into Dallas in the evening for the political fundraiser, hosted by Dallas lawyer Russell Budd, a prolific Democratic Party donor who held past Biden fundraisers. Though he's in Texas to raise campaign cash, Biden is unlikely to spend resources to try to win the state's electoral votes in the November general election. In 2020, Trump beat Biden in Texas by nearly 6 percentage points, and neither candidate considered the Lone Star State a political battleground, instead focusing their attention on battleground states. Texas has long been an ATM for presidential candidates to tap for spending in other states. Biden also has a Thursday fundraising reception planned in Houston. In other news, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is injecting another $100 million into the Frisco-based natural gas company he controls. Comstock Resources said after trading markets closed Wednesday that Jones is acquiring 12.5 million shares of the company's stock. The stock closed at $8.07 on Wednesday. His investment of $100.45 million boosts his ownership stake to 67% of the company. Comstock said it will use the money to pay down bank debt partially incurred when it purchased 200,000 undeveloped acres in the Western Haynesville shale play for $58.7 million. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the Haynesville shale in East Texas and Northwest Louisiana is the third largest natural gas producer in the U.S. Next up, a man who admitted to raking millions of dollars into North Texas grocery stores by defrauding thousands of people through a scam involving food stamps has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. 34-year-old James Peabody pleaded guilty in August to conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with the scam, which involved two others. That's according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Texas. According to court documents, Peabody and others running the scam obtained fraudulent electronic benefit transfer cards containing information related to a person's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, account. Investigators believe the personal data was obtained from illegal skimming machines at point-of-sales terminals throughout the country. The stolen data was then programmed into cards with magnetic strips. The scammers would then take the fraudulent benefit transfer cards and use them at three grocery stores they owned and operated. Although no groceries were sold at any of the locations, Peabody and his conspirators would then receive lump sum payments from the United States Department of Agriculture. Fraudsters used cards with stolen data to run their scam between July 2022 and May 2023. And three boys, dubbed the Little Rascals by the FBI, are in custody after reportedly robbing a Houston bank last week. Officials with the FBI's Houston field office wrote in a social media post on Thursday that the boys, ages 11, 12, and 16, had just robbed a Wells Fargo. The federal agency announced the boys were in custody Tuesday afternoon, Because of their ages, their names will not be released, but according to the FBI, they face a charge of robbery by threat each. The agency declined to release any additional information. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.